couple of weeks away from the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement weekend, and as part of that weekend, they award the Pete Rozelle Award to the outstanding broadcasters in NFL history. A list that includes names like Al Michaels, Chris Berman, Dan Dierdorf, Dick Enberg, Pat Summerall, Kurt Gowdy, our old pal Van Miller, and this year's winner of the Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award, which recognizes longtime exceptional contributions to radio and television and pro football. This year's winner is Bob Trumpy. He is live on the line with us right now from his home outside Cincinnati. Bob, congratulations. What a great honor, and it's well-deserved.
Thank you very much.
Tell me your
complete surprise.
Was it a surprise?
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great list, including my buddy Van Miller, who I worked with for several years. I believe Van was the first local broadcaster to win the award, but you're up there with really the best of the best when it comes to NFL broadcasting now.
Sure, and I worked with a lot of those guys, admired a great many of them, and it was a great shock. And actually, I got a call about 2.5 weeks ago, and then I didn't hear anything for 6 or 7 days, and I thought, wait a minute. Maybe they changed their mind. Maybe there's something on the internet that I don't know about. Maybe. And then the next day they called and said, we're putting out the release tomorrow morning. So then I was comfortable.
How could it be a surprise, Bob, when you've done Super Bowls? You were 30 years in broadcasting on major networks covering the biggest of big games. You did Olympics. How could that be a surprise to you?
I don't know. I never really paid attention. I did. It's not something you run for. It never crossed my mind. I'm retired from broadcasting and very comfortable with what I thought were two very successful careers in the NFL and then watching the NFL. I was happy. No problems. It's just not something that as an ex-player, there's always that part of you when your career is over. You think about, well, can you be considered for the Hall of Fame? And I long ago came to the conclusion, I don't think I would ever get consideration for the Hall of Fame as a player because I wasn't a tight end. I was more of a hybrid than I was anything else. The first 6 years, Bill Walsh was my position coach. He had me moving all over the place. Yeah, I was introduced as a tight end. Yeah, I played some tight end, but I was everywhere, and a lot of it against Buffalo. So that never crossed my mind. And broadcasting was my second career, even though I spent three times longer at it. It was my second career. So that's why it never crossed my mind.
We're with Bob Trumpy. He is going into the Hall of Fame as the winner this year, the Pete Rozelle Broadcasting Award. I want to talk about that first career for a second, Bob. A 12th-round pick for the Cincinnati Bengals in their first year. What was that like going to a startup like that?
It was a cattle call. back then, they didn't have a limit on the number of players. In the first 2 years of training camp, 68 and 69 with Paul Brown, we had to have 350, 400 guys through camp. There'd be guys there for breakfast, run a 40 before lunch, and we'd never see them again. And then the guy that won the 40 before lunch would run the 40 before dinner, and somebody else would leave, and there'd be a busload in the next day. It was mayhem. But I got to tell you, John, I had a great advantage going in, even though I was a 12th-round draft choice. When I was drafted, I was living in Southern California with my wife, and I was working at Beneficial Finance collecting bills. And I'm at work one day. My wife said, you just got drafted. And I said, that's impossible. I just got out of the Navy. That can't be. She said, no, by the Cincinnati Bengals. 12th round, telegram from Paul Brown. Next day, I quit Beneficial Finance, and I got a construction job out in the valley. And I drove by a little junior college, and there were some guys working out there. Remember, the draft end was in March.
Yeah.
There were some guys working out there, and they looked like they knew what they were doing. So the next day, I thought after work, I'll stop and see if I can work out with them. Well, I did, and the group was headed by Zeke Bratkowski, Bart Starr's backup.
Sure.
He lived in Sherman Oaks in the off season, so from probably the middle of March to the end of June, 1st of July, we worked out 6 days a week, and I ran Green Bay Packers patterns, and I was listed as a tight end on the draft, but Zeke threw me all kinds of stuff and kind of showed me what to do and what worked and what didn't. And I was in the best shape of my life in the last day we practiced together before we broke up and went our separate ways. Zeke said to me, you know, I've worked with you now for close to 3.5 months, and you can play for the Green Bay Packers. And I said, what? He said, we love big receivers. We'll figure out a way to get you on the field and get you the ball. I'm going to tell our coaches that if they see the name Trumpy released by the Cincinnati Bengals, give this kid a shot. And I leave there with a mountain of psychological goodness from the backup quarterback to Green Bay, to Bart Starr at the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So when I went to camp, I thought I had a leg up on everybody else because Zeke Bratkowski, he thought I could play in the NFL. This was the AFL, but it really helped. It did, and I've thanked Zeke 1,000 times since.
I'm sure it helped. And despite the mayhem you talked about at that first Bengals training camp, to go to a camp where Paul Brown is in charge and Bill Walsh is on the staff, you had to feel like you guys were in pretty good hands in those early years.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. And none whatsoever. And Paul laid it out plainly, clearly, what we were up against as prospects and what he was expecting. And that was the good part about it. And the first training camp, we were there from the 2nd of July till the 2nd of September. So that's 2 months.
Wow.
We worked out twice a day when we didn't have a preseason game. And they tried to beat the crap out of us twice a day to get rid of guys, you know?
Yeah.
The first year, I had 6 roommates. And they cut the other 6, and I lasted. So it was mayhem.
Wow. Bob Trumpy is our guest. He's going to be honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame for his broadcasting career. I have one more question, though, about your football.
Wait a minute. There's something I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I did a lot of games, and I've done a bunch of these radio interviews, and they always ask me, is there one game you remember? And the one game I do remember above all else took place in Buffalo. You may have been in the stadium when I can't remember exactly when this was, but it was, I think it was 88, and it was around Thanksgiving, and Don Kroenke and I are doing the game, and you guys beat the Jets in overtime to make it to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And the fans stormed the field, tore down the goalposts, and there was so much celebrating going on the field, there was a cloud produced.
Yeah.
Over Rich Stadium. Do you remember that?
I was there. I broadcast that game on the radio. There's a famous picture of that cloud that you talk about in the Bills.
Yeah, I think Scott Burstall's got that in his office.
Yep, you were there.
And of all the games I did, I mean, there's a lot of them, a lot of things happen. That's one that, top of my list, I will never forget.
Yeah, great game.
Now, what was your question?
Well, I was going to ask you about your one more question about your playing career before the broadcasting. When you talked about a hybrid, it sounds like you could identify what the Saints' Jimmy Graham just went through the last couple of months.
What a terrible dilemma he's in. Is he going to make $15 million or is he going to make $7 million?
Yeah, tough.
You know, I'd have played for half of that.
Bob, what got you into broadcasting? I heard a story about the great Charlie Jones who told you that you could have a future in that.
Yeah, you do pregame interviews with players just to be more comfortable with them. Charlie Jones did one when he was doing a Bengals game, and he said, you'd be good in this business. And I said, really, why? And he said, well, you have a voice like mine. And voices like ours should be in the broadcast booth doing sports. So that kind of gave me the idea. And then, again, a trip to Southern California in the off season, and I hear Bill Russell doing a sports talk show in Los Angeles. And it sounded like he was having a great time. He wasn't very good, but he had a great laugh, and it sounded like he was having a great time. So I came back to Cincinnati and sold it to a radio station. They bought it. Thought it was a good idea, and I started out doing 1 hour a night, one night a week, and then it was 1 hour a night, 3 nights a week, and then when I retired, it was 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week on a 50,000-watt station.
Wow.
We heard from half of Canada, and then a director for NBC, that sports director for NBC that lived in Cincinnati, we were kind of buddies, and he said, let's do a tape. I'll send it into New York. And they hired me, and 21 years later, they got rid of me.
It's a pretty good track record.
Hey, how's Paul McGuire? You see him at all?
I have not seen him in a while. In fact, I reached out to him a couple of months ago and couldn't get a hold of him. He spends
When you get a hold of him, tell him I said hello.
I will. He spends half his time down in South Carolina, and I believe he's in town here during the summer. In fact, I played at his golf club, Wanaka, the other day. I was kind of looking around for him. Hey, I want to ask you about another Buffalo guy. And
sure.
You probably worked as many games with the great Don Criqui as
I
you did with anybody in broadcasting. Was he your number one partner, do you think?
Yeah. He, Enberg, and Costas are the three that I work with the most. And, you know, Criqui's from Kenmore.
Yes, he is.
He never failed to remind me of that.
Yep.
And he called the other day to congratulate me. He's on the list. And there were two seasons when NBC had the Monday night radio thing that Jack Buck and Hank Stram used to do for CBS. NBC got it and gave it to Criqui and I. In that two-season span, Don Criqui and I did television on Saturday late in the season, and then they had the Monday night broadcast. We also did a Hall of Fame game. We did the Pro Bowl. We did the Orange Bowl, and Don's wife, Molly, kept all of his credentials from all those games, and she put them in a frame, and there were 94 of them. We did 94 football games in two seasons.
Wow.
On television and radio, and we never missed a flight.
That's good. You worked two Super Bowls on television with Dick Enberg, the two Bills Super Bowl losses to
the
Dallas.
Bills there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Exactly. That had to be kind of a letdown to get all prepped up to do those games, and in neither game against the Cowboys, the Bills.
And especially since we had we'd done the Bills so much that both of those seasons, because they were the class of the conference, and we had great hopes for them, and it was awful. Yeah, you want. In fact, I did four Super Bowls as the primary color guy. Two on television, two on radio. The two on radio were Giants Denver and Bears New England. I did four of them, and they were all blowouts. It was no fun.
No. Well, the last time I checked, they honored you at the Civic Dinner on Friday night and Hall of Fame weekend. Is that how it's going to work in a couple of weeks, Bob?
Yeah, there's a big dinner where all the players are introduced. And then the next day, the induction ceremony takes place at Fawcett Stadium. That's on Saturday.
Yep.
And congratulations to Andre Reed. Well-deserved.
Yep, we're going to be down there. Congratulations to you. It's a great tribute for your 30 years in broadcasting, and thank you very much for coming on the air with us tonight to talk about it.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Bob Truppi, he is the winner this year of the Pete Rozelle Radio and Television Award. It goes to the Pro Football Hall of Fame to recognize longtime exceptional contributions to radio and TV and professional football. Bob Truppi, great playing career as well. 10 years as a player. Pro Bowls four times, including his first 3 years in the NFL. Outstanding player and a Hall of Fame broadcaster.